And now for the, oh, that's ridiculous part of our program. Roving correspondent Brian Unger is back with the latest Unger Report this week, an emerging trend in the fitness world, Krav Maga. This is a martial art form developed in Israel, now finding fans here in the U.S. too. Brian, on guard.
Krav Maga first gained popularity in this country from one of the most famous women in pop culture, Jennifer Lopez, when she played an abused wife in the movie Enough. As in, she's had enough, and she's going to get someone to teach her how to kick a little booty.
So how do you win?
I attack.
And what do you do after you attack?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
Because I never stop attacking.
And then she kicks some booty. Good stuff. Coincidentally, the National Training Center for Krav Maga is located in Los Angeles, where instructor Vivian Cannon gave me and producer Rob Sachs a primer in the art of attacking a man's groin, amongst other things.
My goal is to surprise anybody. I may not be able to win every fight I'm in, but they're certainly going to be sorry they picked me. The great thing about Krav Maga is that it's a wholly efficient system. There's no wasted movement. You send the attack and you defend yourself. It's not pretty. It just works.
It's not pretty. You mean It's pretty ugly, is basically what you're saying.
It can be.
And this is when it got ugly for me, as Vivian demonstrated her power and finesse, which frightfully jeopardized my ability to procreate.
This simulates a front kick to the groin.
Now, have you ever slipped right there in that kind of rehearsal of a move?
That's actually something that I'm kind of known for. Like, I have a reputation at the center for kicking a lot of guys in the groin.
This was getting fun. You know, it was time to simulate the breaking of skulls and noses.
So why don't you hold up here on your chest, give me a lot of resistance, and I'll just work some straight punches.
Okay.
Fun faded to terror as I quickly lost my sense of time and place and, well, manners.
The intensity of your face scares the out of me.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, you're not...
I'm sorry.
You are not around.
No.
Yeah.
So, let me think. I know.
Can't do that. You can bleep it, can't you? Can you bleep out...
All right, well, maybe we can do that.
As my judgment became impaired, it became more appropriate for producer Rob Sachs to participate, journalistically speaking.
Okay, so maybe what you can do is...
And bring the cup.
I know, I'll try and be careful and be wary about that, but you signed the release, right? Before you came in?
Yeah, we did.
When the I don't have a cup excuse didn't work, Rob tried to be a gentleman.
I feel a little bit bad because... You're always told not to hit girls, and I don't know.
Rob, she's trained to kill people.
Rob ambled out onto the mat with a swagger and a 60-pound advantage over his attacker, and the beauty of Krav Maga revealed itself to me. It was elegant, primitive, yet neat and deliberate. Rob really seemed to be enjoying this.
In my arm.
And you would finish him off with one good elbow to the face, basically.
Yeah. Or I could get up. I particularly like this move. I like to get up, stomp the groin, stomp the head, and run.
Our time was finished, and well, so was Rob. In fact, it was time for Vivian to get back to her other job.
What do you do when you're not doing this?
I'm the vice president of a film and television production company.
Ah, Hollywood. What better arena to practice the self-defense technique of Krav Maga?
Do you ever feel like reaching across a table and just shoving some, say, talent agent's teeth back into his throat?
I'm not going to mention any names, but the answer to that question is yes.
Or how about a quick kick to the...
To the groin? Yeah.
Correspondent Brian Unger speaking with Krav Maga instructor Vivian Cannon. For more on this outing and to hear other Unger reports, go to our website, npr.org.